الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. آمين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who has sent his messengers to guide the humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light of his teachings and his wisdom. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal and the final messenger of Allah. May Allah give peace and blessings to his soul, to the soul of his house, his wives and his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is a continuation of the khutbah I gave the week before the last about an-nafsu wa nasiyatuha, the self and its prefrontal cortex, or where is the self located. Today, inshallah, I will talk about an-nasiyah wa sujood. How an-nasiyah, the prefrontal cortex, this area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected it with what Muslims do all over the world in our salawat. If we do just the minimum salawat, it would be 34 times we make sujood. And if you add nafila and sunnah, it's many more times. So what is the importance of that? But before it, I researched and I found most religions actually have sujood, a form of sujood or another. But only Muslims, we have it the way we do, actually. When we put our palms, hands on the floor, and we put our foreheads on the floor also. We are unique in that. There are the Buddhists, for example, they may go flat over the floor. Some Jews, not all Jews, and some Christians may kneel down. And if they ever make sujood, some Jews make sujood like the Buddhist flat on the floor. But the way we do it is unique. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a purpose in everything He does or He said in the Holy Quran, as explained by the Prophet's alayhi salatu wasalam teachings. So, going to the basics, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, ayah verse 29, يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. Allah is talking to his inner circle of angels, the senior angels, talking about human beings. And he said, when I fashion him, make him in the right proportion, then I will blow in him from my spirit. Then I want you, talking to the angels, to prostrate for him. Prostration in the way that our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to do. Putting our hands and our knees on the floor, the forehead on the floor. And I also mentioned the week before the last that it is the area which will be struck, punished for the non-believers, the tyrants, the bad guys in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that in Surah Al-Alaq, chapter 96, verses 15 and 16. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لأن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة. Allah is speaking about the non-believers. Doesn't he know that Allah can see everything? And Allah, it's a rhetorical question, and Allah answers it, kalla, no, he doesn't know. If a non-believer, a tyrant, a transgressor knows that Allah Azza wa Jal is looking at him or her, he or she will not do what they are doing. And Allah is promising them the punishment on an-nasiyah, in the prefrontal cortex, this area here between the eye, between the eyes, as I mentioned. Why? It is the area of decision making of the brain. It is the there are several areas in brains, each one responsible for several functions, like sight or hearing, movement, sensitivity, colors, etc. But this area in particular is responsible for decision making, right and wrong, evil and good, to do it or not do it, make an initiative or stay silent, say something great and good making your brother and sister happy, or say something that make people unhappy,
despising them, for example. Therefore, the punishment is here. And it's no secret, actually. In Surah Al-Shams, this is verse 91, chapter 91, verses 7 and 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us, reminding us about the self. What is the human self? The nafs. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shaped, has fashioned, has done in a great way, giving it the capability to choose between good and evil, piety and wickedness, actually. Again, confirming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his first software, that's his spirit, allowing this part of the brain to house the information or the capability to make decisions, that part of the mind, and consequently holding us responsible for that. So in fact, modern scientists like Freud came up with the idea of the id and the superego, the two parts of the self. One is thinking about society and morality and ethics and the right thing to do. That's the superego. And the other is the id, telling, no, let's go and satisfy our desires anyway. Don't worry about God, don't worry about conscience, don't worry about that. There is a dialogue between these two. Just exactly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا 1400 years ago. In sociology, there is a scholar called Mead, George Herbert Mead. He came up with the idea of I and me. In the English language, we use I as a subject and me as object or predicate. But in sociology, he meant the I is the one responsible for satisfying desires. The me is the watchful one, the conscience, morality, ethics. All of this is in the nafs. Again, these are scholars who are not Muslims. They have no idea, they had no idea about the Quran or these ayats. And they came to the same conclusion. Now, biologists and brain researchers are the ones who are telling us about anosmia, the prefrontal cortex, responsible for morality and ethics. They specified the area of the brain where this part of the mind is housed and taking care of that. So, as-sujood, prostration. From what I researched and I found out that, and I think I mentioned it earlier in other khutbas, that a major benefit when we make sujood is pushing the blood to this area, in fact, the highest area of the human body. And if this is responsible for the decision making, which will lead us to do right or wrong, then it is the most important part of the brain. And it needs a lot of blood with nutrients and oxygen going to it. That's one benefit, one major benefit of sujood. But another benefit I found out also by scholars who are not Muslims, and they are not doing it to explain a verse. They say that during our day, whether it is mental processing or exposure to electromagnetic waves from appliances around us, internet and these telephones, smartphones using it, they give your brain electromagnetic waves and charges. And these charges can accumulate. And by no means they are beneficial. Sujood is letting them be released. Just like when you observe in any electric connections, there is positive, negative, and arc. Land peace to let the charge go, in fact. So, Allahu A'lam, but it could be a plausible explanation also that we get rid of a lot of electromagnetic waves, another body benefit. But more than body benefit, it is the meaning of sujood from the spiritual viewpoint that matters. If an-nasiya, the prefrontal cortex, is responsible for successes, because you plan things. I do my work or my study or preparations. I do them well. And I achieve success. After success, I may become arrogant. Right? How do people become arrogant? It's really everything is working for them. Then they may think, I am genius. I am great. And this is in politics, the typical case of tyrants, dictators. Everybody is silent, everybody is obedient, nobody opposes really. And guess what? I am right in everything I do. Making sujood is the meaning, I understand it, humbling the self, humbling an-nasiya to its creator. So no matter how much success you achieve in this life, of wealth and power, prestige or science or knowledge, status or pride about successes, when you make sujood, you are humbling yourself to your creator. And which part of yourself is most humble? It is this part that can lead us to tyranny, to arrogance, right? To pride, to vanity. All this would make us more devoted, actually, and more humble, more simple, and more thankful to the Creator who gave us this ability to choose and decision and make decisions. And he said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, and he honored us with the mind and its capabilities. In one hadith about complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khudu', and actually the word Islam is submission to God, to Allah. The word Islam itself. And a sujood is like summarizing it or putting it in practice. You submit to your creator, to your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say it in word. But sujood is a practical application of submission. فعن ثوبان قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عليك بكثرة السجود فإنك لن تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط عنك خطيئة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In one hadith narrated by Thawban, may Allah be pleased with him, he said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, peace and blessing be upon him, said make as many sujood, prostrations as possible, because every time you make sujood, you are humbling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are doing that, humbling yourself, Allah will raise your rank and remove a sin or wrongdoing. And in another hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَاءِ وَأَنْتُمْ سَاجِدُونَ. المعنى, the closest a worshipper to his creator, to his Lord, is when he makes sujood. So take advantage of that and make your sincere dua when you are making sujood. Several ayats, in fact, mentioned sujood. In fact, there are 15 sajda in which when we are reciting the Holy Quran in prayer, we make sujood also. Additional to the rak'ats, original rak'ats of salah. But there are many occasions in many ayat in the Holy Quran in which sujood is mentioned to give us the meanings I summarized about submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbling yourself to Him in order not to be arrogant or tyrant or transgressor, and to admit that you are the worshipper of the Lord. Yeah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Najm, in Surah Al-Rahman, I'm sorry, chapter 55, verses 6 to 8, يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنجم والشجر يسجدان. The stars and the trees even make sujood. Here, I don't think I have ever seen a tree making literal, physical sujood. This is the idea of sujood as humbleness and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As He planned the cosmos, the universe, and put certain rules for it to work. And as long as these components of the cosmos or of the environment are doing their job, then they are obedient to the Creator, and consequently, that's the meaning of sujood. As the tree starts with a seed, with water and oxygen, it grows until ultimately giving fruit with seeds, and ultimately going back to the earth and do it again if circumstances would allow. And he continued in Surah Al-Rahman. This is verse 6 I recited. In verse 7, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. And the heaven, he lifted up and he placed balance. Mizan means scale, literally, but generally understanding balance between components. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. And Allah is telling us, so we would not imbalance the balance. We do not disrupt the balance. And he mentioned the Arabic word, or the Arabic verb, tatghaw, from tughyan, wa taghiya. Don't become tyrant. Don't become transgressors by disrupting the balance between things. Actually, so all of this is adding to the meaning of sujood also. Sujood is admission, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power, His creation, His heavens, His earth, and asking us, okay, don't become tyrant. And link it to the beginning about an-nasi, which is the center of tughyan or iman, the center of goodness or evil. And in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 18, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. Haven't you seen that those who dwell in earth and those who dwell in heavens make sujood to Allah. In this case, are submissive to Allah. And sometimes, tawan or karahan, whether you like it or not, Even the most tyrant on earth will die. And one day will get sick. So you better, one day something may go wrong. For the most powerful person on earth, or like a shaitan, la'anahullah, when he disobeyed Allah in heavens. And in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 49, يقول الله عز وجل ولله يسجد ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من دابة والملائكة وهم لا يستكبرون. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, and for Allah, all those, or most of those, or some of those who are living on earth and heavens make sujood to Allah, and they are not disdaining or arrogant or refusing to do so. And istikbar means you think yourself bigger than others. You think yourself too powerful to worship Allah. These are the tyrants, the non-believers. So this ayah is linking sujood as opposite of being mustakbir, too proud, too arrogant to worship, too big. And obedience, the direct, when I started, for brothers and sisters who came after I started, the major issue is obedience. Prostration as sujood is obedience. Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 34. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning when he commanded the angels to make sujood for Adam, and they made that sujood in obedience, except Iblis عليه لعنة الله. He refused and استكبر. He thought he is bigger, he is better. He said, you created me out of fire, you created him out of something despised, clay. I'm not going to do that. And he missed the point. The point is obedience to Allah. It's not really whether you are made or you have resources better than another person. It's Allah is commanding you, and he refused, disobeyed. In Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 113, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون. And this ayah was, the occasion of the ayah was several Jews, including rabbis, accepted Islam. Among them, Abdullah bin Salam. May Allah be pleased with them. And they were good Muslims. So other Jews made fun of them for accepting Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah, those who were confronting the Muslims are not the same. Those who were following the Old Testament, they are not the same. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءٌ. Some of them non-believers, and they gave the Prophet and the companions hardship. But others were good believers. They accepted Islam. And what? And he specified, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified what they do. وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. And they make prostrations. To tell us that it is a highlight of faith when you make the sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Al-Fath, This is chapter 48, verse 29. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود صدق الله العظيم. In this great ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah, and those believers who are with him, they are hard on non-believers, and they are merciful among themselves, and you see them making ruku' and making sujood, kneeling down and prostrating. Why are they doing that? They are asking from God's bounty and favors and his content. And again, like the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, when you are making the sujood, this is your golden opportunity to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayah ends with, in their faces, there is some light. There is contentment. And some interpreters said, you can tell when a person is from the inside at peace with himself, with herself, and in submission to Allah. They are relaxed. You can see the relaxation on their face. And it's amazing that even in some research, some people go play yoga, for exercising yoga, for example, relaxation. So they can have this relaxed internal thing. We are always thinking about the job, the family, the neighbors, the politics. When you make a salah, the prayers, try, do your best to forget about all of this. It's better. And particularly when we are making sujood. And inshallah, all these ideas about the world will be going away and you will be more relaxed. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب قريب إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف straighten the lines and complete them it's a sunnah. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.